Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Dalet, daf 44. Today's class should be for the refuah shlema v'alachanim v'chlalam. Chem Dav, Rachma Hanujan, and Melech HaMelech 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 Okay, we left off at the bottom of the page on Mem Gimel Amud Bet 43b. We are three lines on the bottom of the page. We're also, the next few dafim are pretty short, so we're going to have to learn some of the commentaries in order to fill it in a lot. We are at the bottom of the page, 43b. Tanya, hamafkir, it's taught in the Beraita. Hamafkir et sadeu, if somebody makes his field ownerless, kolo shelosha yamim, within 3 days, yachol lachazor bo. He can retract that. It's not considered ownerless until 3 days passes. Mikan ve'elach, from 3 days and on, he can no longer retract. It's considered ownerless. What is it? What does it matter over here? What does it matter? He can retract. He can't retract. So the Mefarish says, look at the Mefarish. Ben Amar Ein Retzoni Sheyehef Ker. Whether he said I don't want it to be ownerless, the Chazarbo, he retracted. Ben Zachabo Ihu Betoch Gimel Yamim. Whether the guy himself who made it ownerless went and went to grab the item. And it did not become ownerless. This is the very important rule the Mefarish says, that something that is ownerless is exempt from ma'aser. So somebody has a field with fruits that he makes hefker, now it's ownerless, so he doesn't have to give the ma'aser on the fruits of that field. So a person may try to make this gain that he makes his field ownerless, he doesn't have to give ma'aser. So the Gemara is saying, within 3 days, it doesn't count as hefker, as ownerless, because he may go back and just pick it up again and say, no, it's mine, and he tries to cheat his ma'asers. That's not allowed. So within 3 days, it's still able to be retracted, it still has to give ma'aser. After that, it's considered ownerless, and therefore, anyone who picks it up is zoche, and he doesn't have to give ma'aser. Very good. Okay?
If he
doesn't retract it after 3 days, then anyone who wants can come and pick it up. It's ownerless. There you go. If he says, Amar, tehes sadeh zo mufkeret leyom echad. If he says that this field should be ownerless for 1 day, or le Shabbat achat, for 1 week, one Shabbat, 1 week, le chodesh echad, or for 1 month, le shana achat, for 1 year, le shavua achat. Over here, Shavua, usually in Hebrew terms, it means a week, but over here, Shavua means 7 years. That's what Shavua means in Gemara. 7 years. 7 years. The Shavua Achad, for 7 years, if he says that this field should be hefker ownerless for that amount of time, ad shelos zachaba, until someone didn't come and was zocheba, didn't come and merit to that field, bein hu, bein acher, whether it was him, or whether there's another person, so yachol achzor bo. The Gemara says that until someone picks it up and comes and takes zechiyah, takes merit, takes ownership of that field, he can retract. Mish zechaba, but once someone comes and takes ownership, once someone comes and says, okay, I'm zochet the field now, bein hu, bein acher, whether it's him or someone else, ein yachol achzor bo, he cannot retract his opinion. So meaning, it depends on when, if a person comes in and picks it up or not. So what do we see? We saw a Beraita, and the Beraita said, in the beginning part of the Beraita, that anyone who makes his field ownerless for the first 3 days, he can retract. It's not considered ownerless. After that, it's ownerless. The second part of the Beraita said, if he says that this field should be ownerless for a certain amount of time, the Mishnah, the Beraita says that if nobody comes to pick it up and take it as theirs, he can retract any time. There's no time limit. Whereas, if someone comes and picks it up, that's it. He cannot retract. So these are two different sounding baraitas. They're not going line in line. So the Gemara is now going to go into, hey, who is the author of which part of this baraita? There's a beginning part of the baraita and the latter part of the baraita. Is there one author for both? It sounds like two different opinions over here. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Yosei, is it trying to say that if we go back to our machloket from earlier, the beginning part of the Braita is following Rabbanan, and the latter part of the Braita is following Rabbi Yosei? What does that mean? Look at the Mefaresh. Reisha Rabbanan. Reisha Damar Mishosha Yamin Ve'elach. Reisha, that he says from 3 days and on, Afilu lo atel reshut zoche, even if it has not arrived at the hands of the person who is zocheba, so ein yachol achzor bo, he cannot retract the Havei Hefker, because it's considered ownerless. That's the Reisha Rabbanan. It's following the opinion of Rabbanan. That even if it has not arrived till the hands of the person that is going to merit it, but 3 days have passed, the Rabbanan say, that's it, it's ownerless now. That was what the Rabbanan's opinion was earlier. If you remember, the Rabbanan is not of the opinion that until it gets to the hands of the person, right? Rabbi Yosei in our Mishnah, he said that no, you're not allowed to put this item that the person's not allowed to benefit from you onto a fence and say it's ownerless and someone comes and grabs it. Why? So Rabbi Yosei is of the opinion that it's not considered ownerless until you actually hand it over to the person, until the person reaches his hand. It's like a gift, right? That's what Rabbi Yosei said. So to over here, the Rabbanan does not agree with that opinion. The Rabbanan holds that even if it hasn't yet arrived to the person's hands, once it gets to a point that a person wouldn't retract anymore, a person that's considered his leaving it, so that's considered ownerless. So 3 days was their time. That's the Reisha. The Seifa, the Mefarish says, and it should really even be from the first day ownerless in the beginning of the Braita. Why did we say the first 3 days it's not ownerless? Because of people who try to steal and not have to give their ma'aser. What do they do? Says later on that what do they try to do? They make it ownerless and then they come and pick it up themselves again. Oh, it was ownerless, I don't have to give ma'aser on it. No. So because of that reason, for the first 3 days, it's not considered ownerless. That's why. V'seifa, in the latter part of the Braita, Rabbi Yosei is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosei, Damar ad shelo zacha ba, bein hu, bein acher, yachol achzor bo, that until somebody came and picked it up, he can retract. That's the Seifa, because Rabbi Yosei have the opinion that until it reaches someone's hands, it's not considered ownerless, it's not considered a gift to someone. The Amar de lo havei hefker mi de oraita, it's not considered ownerless according to Torah law. Ad de atel reshut zoche, until it arrives at the person's hands who is being zoche. Umishum hachi katani yachol achzor bo k'Rabbi Yosei, and that's why we said you can retract until someone picks it up according to Rabbi Yosei. So that's the Gemara's question: is the beginning of the Braita following Rabbanan, and the latter part of the Braita following Rabbi Yosei? Does that make sense? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, answer number one, Seifa Nami Rabbanan hi. You can even say that the latter part of the Braita is following the opinion of Rabbanan. That when we said that he can retract up until someone comes and merits and is zoche with the field, that's following even the Rabbanan. How could that follow the opinion of Rabbanan? How would that fit in? So the Mefaresh says, one second here. Amar Ula, Seifa Nami Rabbanan. For sure, even according to Torah law, even though it hasn't arrived at the hands of the zocheh, it's considered ownerless right away. Okay, even from the first day, it's considered ownerless. Why did we say the first 3 days it's not ownerless in the beginning of the Baraita? That he can still retract. According to him, for him, it's not considered ownerless because the people who try to cheat their ma'aser. Everyone holds of Rabba. They go back and they pick it up again. And that's why we say that it's not hefker until 3 days. That's the ratio. That we understood. Now how do we explain the seifa of the Braita to be like Rabbanan? Because Rabbanan was not of the opinion that until it arrives at the person's hands, it's not considered his, right? It's not considered ownerless. Right? Rabbanan said, make it ownerless, make it ownerless. So the Gemara, the Mefaresh says, and that which we said in the seifa, that until someone was zocher, it's not ownerless. It says the mashma ad the atel reshut zocher, until it comes to the hands of the zocher. Haynu ta'ama d'shanei chodesh v'shana v'shavua. The reason is because a month, a year, 7 years, all of those cases are different. That's not a regular case. Delo shechichan. It's not common for a person to say my field will be ownerless for 7 years. De ein darkan shel bnei adam lafkir lezman. It's not common for a person to make their field ownerless for such for a long period of time. For that period of time, it doesn't make sense. Since he changed, he said he did something uncommon, they said this is not going to be ownerless to exempt him from having to give his ma'asers. until it arrives at the hands of the Zoche. So the Seifa could even be following the opinion of Rabbanan, and the Mefarish are explaining why, how could that follow the opinion of Rabbanan? Because the case is different. It's different in the case that when he makes it ownerless for 1 year, he's leaving himself still attached to it. He's making it ownerless only for 1 year, for 5 years. That's not common. Nobody makes their field ownerless for such a long period of time. So therefore, you can understand he's trying to hold himself onto it so he can exempt himself from Maaseh for a period of time, and we're not going to let that happen. That's Ula's answer, how you can explain the Rabbanan following the latter part of the Braita. So the Gemara now asks on that. If that's the case, Amai ad shelo zachaba bein hu bein acher yachol achzor bo. Why did we say that until someone merits, until someone is zoche, whether it's him or somebody else, he can retract? So what's the reason for that? So the Gemara says, Shani, Shana, v'shavua, delo shachiche, like we just explained in the Mefaresh, that 1 year, 7 years, all these cases are different because it's such a long period of time. So in that case, that's why it's not common for a person to make their field ownerless for that long. You can understand that he's probably doing it in order to exempt himself from a maaser, and he's holding himself onto it by saying that eventually, after this time period, it's coming back to me. It's only ownerless for a certain time period, and then it comes back. So therefore, we would not consider it ownerless, and it follows even the Rabbanan, he can retract.
1 year is for Shemitah. That's common. People do it all the time. What do you mean it's not common? 7 years, I understand. But for 1 year, that's what Shemitah is all about.
So he's not doing it for Shemitah, though. He's just saying in general. We're not talking about Shemitah. He's not saying I'm doing it for Shemitah.
So if it's a different year, then it's not common?
Because he's doing it. No.
Or he's trying to get away from Maaser.
He's making his field ownerless. First of all, in the case of Shemitah, a person makes their field ownerless mamash. Mm-hmm. Not makes it ownerless for only 1 year.
Right.
So,
but he makes it for 1 year, Shemitah, no?
And I learned that. I don't know.
Shemitah is 1 year.
Yeah, no, I know what Shemitah is, but I'm saying I don't know how the practicality of what they do and how they make their fields have care for that regard. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number two. Reish Lakish Amar, mid the Seifa Rabbi Yosef. Since the latter part of the Braita is following Rabbi Yosef, as we explained earlier, Reish Anami Rabbi Yosef. So the beginning part of the Braita has to also follow Rabbi Yosef. How can that follow? Vereisha Hainu Ta'ama. And the reason for the beginning of the Braita, that it follows the Rabbi Yosef, is the following. The Lod is Ishtekach Torah Tefker. Even though really... Here, let's look at the Mefarish. Lo Ishtekach, Mishum Delo Ishtekach. The Mideoraita Vadai Lo Havei Hefker Adayet Atel Rishut Zocheh. Really, it's not, according to Torah law, it's not considered a Hefker until it arrives at the hand of the Zocheh. Ule Olam Kol Zman Delo Atel Yidei Zocheh Lo Havei Hefker Gamur. And really, it's not considered ownerless until it arrives at his hands. V'chayav Chiyuv De Turma U'maser. And he has to give Maaser. Why did they say it's considered ownerless after 3 days? It's not to exempt a person from maaser. Since according to Torah law, he's still obligated to give maaser. It's not ownerless. They're not going to go so far to make it exempt from Torah law. The reason why they said after 3 days it becomes ownerless is so that people don't forget the laws of ownerless, the things of ownerless, that if someone says this object will be ownerless, this will be ownerless. But really, umikol makom gabe shana v'shavua kevan de lo shachiche, since those are not common, okmo rabbanana deoraita, they establish on their deoraita rod, de lo have efker. In the latter part of the braita, what did we say? If he does it for a year, for 7 years, it's not considered ownerless, right? That's not ownerless. Why? Those aren't common to do for such a long time. I mean, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't, I mean, the Mefarish doesn't ask, but the latter part of the braita also said, leyom echad. For 1 day. He also, even for 1 day. Shabbat echad, for 1 week. L'chodesh echad, for 1 month. That's common. Why are you saying that's not common? So I guess the answer is, because he's tying himself and holding himself onto his ownerless ship, whatever you want to call it, he's making something ownerless and he's doing it for a time. Since he's doing it for a time, no one makes something ownerless for a time unless they have some reason for it. So he's making it ownerless for a time in order to exempt him for that time period from giving ma'aser. That must be his reason.
Would it be that only Shemitah is the time that the person makes...
Lo yada. I don't want to get into Shemitah right now. Shemitah is not in the topic.
So maybe but, 1 day is also not coming.
So the aspect of why this ratio could also be Rabbi Yosef is it could also follow Rabbi Yosef. Really, according to Torah law, it's not hefker. And why did the Rabbanan say after 3 days it's hefker? It's ownerless because they didn't want you to forget the laws of hefker. Very good. So now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, afilu miyom rishon nami lehevi hefker. So even from the first day, it should be hefker. Why did we say in the beginning of the Baraita that until 3 days, it's not hefker? It's not ownerless. It should be hefker right away. If according to if what the reason they're doing is trying to remind you not to forget the laws of hefker, of ownerless, then it should be ownerless right away. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Ifnei HaRamain, the Mafkirin, VeHadrin, Behun. Oh, it's because of the people who are, they try to be sneaky with their maaser, they make it ownerless, and they come back and they are zochet again right away afterwards. So they're trying to exempt themselves from maaser. So for those people, we make this rule that for the first 3 days, it's not ownerless, and only afterwards it becomes ownerless in order to protect, so that people don't try to cheat the system. But the Gemara says, Aval deoraita lo have hefker. But according to Torah law, it's not considered ownerless, right? In our case, in our baraita, according to Torah law, that's not considered ownerless until it gets to the person's hands, right? According to Rabbi Yosef and according to the Gemara over here, what we're saying is according to Torah law, it's not ownerless. If I make my field ownerless, just stomp, it does not take effect of ownerless until it reaches the person's hands on the other end, who picks it up, who is zocheba. So the Gemara now says, meaning even after 3 days that we said it is ownerless, that's only midrabanan. Midoraita is not really ownerless, even after 3 days. So the, flipping the Amud, the Gemara says, V'dilma atil asurei mina chiyuv ala patur, or mina patur ala chiyuv. Maybe, and this is very complicated, maybe somebody may come now, since that beginning of Beraita, we said, the beginning of the Beraita, we said it's hefker after 3 days. But really, according to Torah law, it's not really ownerless, it's not hefker until it reaches someone's hands. How can you say that it's hefker? Someone may come to think that's actual ownerless mideoraita, meaning it's not chayav in maaser midirabanan, and the person may think it's only mideoraita, it's only maybe obligated to give maaser midirabanan. So they may take, and there's something called the difference between being obligated to give maaser midirabanan rabbinically and being obligated to give maaser according to the Torah biblically.
What's the difference?
Okay, very good. So something that very practical difference, if you have a pot of a plant, if it's grown from the ground, that's something that it grows from the ground, that's deoraita. Whereas if it's einon nakuv, it doesn't have holes, and it's not from the ground, it's disconnected altogether, that's only midrabanan. A person would only have to give maaser midrabanan from those, anything that comes from that. So a person may think,
Nafkamina, you have to give it.
Yes, but the nafkamina is that if something is only obligated midrabanan, I can't separate maaser for something that is derabanan, rabbinically obligated, for something that is biblically obligated. Because I'm not reaching its high stature of biblical obligation. So if I have something that is obligated according to biblical law to give maaser for, and like our case, something that is rabbinically obligated to give maaser, I can't separate from the rabbinically obligated fruit to give maaser for the biblical obligated fruit. Right? I have two sets of fruits. This one is obligated to give maaser midoraita, from the example that I just gave, something that's deoraita. And this one is only derabanan. What I could do in general is I could say, you know what, for all of this, I'm going to give maaser on all of it together from this pile. But I can't do that here because one pile is derabanan and one pile is deoraita. So I cannot take from the derabanan and give for the deoraita. Over here, a person may misunderstand this and may think that this is really only chayav midrabanan. And he may separate this for another derabanan, but he doesn't know that, or the vice versa. He may think that this is, right? We're afraid that he's going to use this and separate it for something that it's not. We're saying that according to Torah law, this is not considered ownerless. So really, if it's not considered ownerless according to Torah law, what are we saying? Midoraita, it is chayav in maaser. Right? If it's ownerless, it's not chayav in maaser. If it's not ownerless, then it is chayav in maaser. Over here we're saying midoraita, it is chayav in maaser. So if according to Torah law, it's obligated to give maaser, then he has to separate this maaser for something else that's biblically given maaser. So why aren't we worried about this case that a person may misunderstand and think that, hey, if you're making it ownerless, it must be that you're making it ownerless because really, according to Torah law, it's not obligated in maaser. Maybe midrabanan, it is obligated because of the ramayim, but so then I'll only separate for something else that's derabanan. But then you fall into the problem of, hey, I'm separating now something that's deoraita for something that's derabanan. Right? Or the vice versa. So the Gemara is saying, why aren't we worried that he's gonna separate something that's obligated in maaser versus for something that's exempt in maaser, or something that's exempt from maaser for something that's obligated in maaser? He could do the vice versa, right? So why aren't we worried about something like that? I basically just explained to you the whole mifaresh outside. That was exactly what he said. The amrinan. So we say the amrinan. Like we tell him ki maasarat aser mine ubei. Because when he takes from this fruit, what do we say to him? When you give maaser, give ma'aser from this, from the crop itself, and within this. Don't give for this. Don't take from this for something else, and don't take from something else for this. Because this is we're making a gezerah, we're making a thing that this is hefker, but really mideoraita, it's not hefker. So if it's not hefkesh shemitah, right, it's obligated in maaser. Now don't give maaser on this for something else that's not obligated on the same level. Everything, keep it separate. Do this, take maaser from this crop for this crop, and maaser for other crops for their own crops. Don't take from this and give her something else, or something else for this. That's what we would tell the person. You know, tomorrow's daf is extremely, extremely short. It's like 5 lines. So we're going to stop there for today, and we'll do a quick 1 minute recap. Okay, we started on the Amud Bet, talking about a Braita, about the first 3 days. If the beginning of the Braita was if a person makes his field ownerless, we said for the first 3 days it's not Hefker, still obligated in Maaser. After 3 days, it becomes Hefker and he's no longer obligated to give Maaser. Part number two, we said it was the Seifa of the Braita. We said that if he makes his field ownerless for a certain period of time, what did we say? We said that it's not ownerless until somebody comes and picks it up. This is, we said maybe the beginning of the Braita is Rabbanan, the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi. We had two answers. Remember the two Terutzim. What were the two answers? Ula and Rish Lakish. Ula said that no, really, even the latter part of the Braita could be following the Rabbanan. And that works with the Rabbanan, as we explained from the Mefaresh. And the Rish Lakish says that even the Resha could be following Rabbi Yossi. Right? And the reason why we said 3 days, it's really Hefker, even though it's not Hefker until it gets to someone's hands, is because we don't want you to forget the laws of Hefker. That was the two answers. Then, as we got to the Amud Bed, we essentially had this last question on the daf, which was, why aren't we worried that if it's not really Hefker Midaraita, meaning a person is still obligated to give Maaser Midaraita, why aren't we worried that he's going to separate for something that's obligated in Maaser for something that's not, or something that's not for something that is, in this case that it's very, very confusing. And the Gemara says, because we tell the person, don't do that. Separate for this crop on this crop, and other crops on their own crops. Don't separate for something else on this, or this on something else. Okay, very good. Baruch Adonai Adam. Amen.